Hello and welcome to your 24/7 radio station, Global News Radio. This is AI Global News, the first fully automated 24/7 AI news radio station. Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Thanks for being here. We are starting with the latest headlines and a few quick curiosities. How war in the Middle East paralyzed an Asian food giant. According to the report, Vietnam, the world's number two rice exporter, cut production as power prices surged. Even with a temporary ceasefire in Iran, worries linger over the world's food supply. BBC upholds complaints over racial slur in BAFTA's broadcast. Here is the broader picture. The broadcast of a racial slur broke editorial standards, the corporation's complaints unit concludes. The UK government reportedly wants Anthropic to expand its presence in London. Here is the detail behind it. According to a report from the Financial Times, staffers at the UK's Department for Science, Innovation and Technology have worked on proposals that include expanding Anthropic's office in London, along with a potential dual stock listing. After the AI company said it wouldn't budge on certain AI guardrails, the Department of Defense pulled its contract and eventually designated Anthropic a supply chain risk. With no end in sight for the debacle with the Department of Defense, Anthropic CEO, Dario Amodei, is expected to visit the UK in May, according to FT. Astropad's Workbench reimagines remote desktop for AI agents, not IT support. The report adds that Astropad's Workbench lets users remotely monitor and control AI agents on Mac minis from iPhone or iPad, with low-latency streaming and mobile access. TurboTax Service Codes, 30% off TurboTax Full Service Expert, April 2026. The report adds that tax season doesn't have to be stressful. Score 30% off Full Service Expert on federal tax filings and more exclusive TurboTax discount codes on Wired. Israel says Iran's ceasefire does not extend to Lebanon and continues strikes. According to the report, deadly airstrikes pummeled Lebanon in Israel's largest bombing wave yet in the month-long war with Iran-backed Hezbollah. Amazon pulls support for perfectly fine older Kindles. The report adds that in an email to customers, Amazon announced that it would be ending service for Kindle devices older than the 2012 edition. Those devices will lose access to the Kindle store. A $20 billion crypto scam market faces a new government crackdown. Here is the detail behind it. The Telegram-based Shinbi Guarantee black market sells services that help prop up scam operations. British officials just hit the highly lucrative marketplace with sweeping sanctions. Teen birth rates hit another historical low in 2025, CDC says. Here is a little more context. The teen birth rate continues its decades-long downward trend. Researchers say many factors are at play, including less sexual activity and more access to contraception and abortion. AWS boss explains why investing billions in both Anthropic and OpenAI is an okay conflict. Here is the detail behind it. AWS has an ingrained culture of handling competition, he explained, because the cloud giant also competes with its partners. As the Strait of Hormuz reopens, global shipping will take months to recover. Here is the detail behind it. After weeks of disruption, a ceasefire is easing pressure on the Strait of Hormuz. But backlogs, infrastructure damage, and delayed supply mean the system won't return to normal overnight. 8 Best Cheap Laptops, 2026 Chromebooks, the MacBook Neo, and more. The report adds that from surprisingly good $300 Chromebooks to excellent $650 Windows notebooks, these are the best budget laptops we've tested. What is in Iran's 10-point proposal, and how does it compare to U.S. demands? Here is the broader picture. The plan, which reasserts Iran's control of the Strait of Hormuz and maintains the country's right to nuclear enrichment, is not the same as the one President Trump said was a workable basis for negotiations. Irish PM dodges potential St. Patrick's Day bruises at Trump meeting. Here is what is being reported. BBC News NI political editor Enda McLafferty looks at how Michael Martin fared against Donald Trump during their St. Patrick's Day meeting. Tubi is the first streamer to launch a native app within ChatGPT. In more detail, Tubi becomes the first streaming service to offer an app integration within ChatGPT, the AI chatbot that millions of users turn to for answers. Will the UK ban social media for under-16s? In the latest development, as a US trial finds Meta and Google intentionally built addictive social media platforms, will the UK change its rules? Greens promise rent controls and £1 bus fares in Welsh election manifesto. In the latest development, the Greens' set of promises for the Senedd election also include free bus travel for under-22s. A year after Doge cuts, GSA now plans to hire hundreds of employees. Here is what is being reported. The General Services Administration is hiring approximately 400 positions, according to an internal email viewed by Wired. Last year, the agency lost thousands of workers as part of Doge's rampage. Businesses scramble to get noticed by AI search. The report adds that firms are changing the way they present information on their websites, so they get noticed by AI. For Trump, resuming combat in Iran would be risky, even if ceasefire expires. Here is a little more context. President Trump knows that even if a ceasefire runs out with no final agreement on the issues dividing Washington and Tehran, the political risk of renewing hostilities is high. More details are available on the website. Stay with us for more updates. More updates are coming up next.